We obviously had a lot of respect, for their run game. And, both their backs are different. Howard, I think, is one of the best stretch runners in the league. He's a guy that they do a really good job of blocking up the stretch play, and he gets his foot planted and gets north and south. Our goal, obviously, was to set the edge to try not to let him stretch the ball as much. I was very pleased with the way, that both Clay and Nick set the edge. I thought Kenny and Mike did an excellent job inside, setting the tone. It had a big impact on the game because when you looked at him before, and obviously with the young quarterback, they were trying to take the pressure, off of him by running the ball, and what they were like number six in the league, I think, in running the ball. So the biggest impact it had on the game yesterday is we were able to win first down probably the highest percentage that we've won it this year. So, I think we had five tackles for losses, and what it did was it put them in a lot of second long situations. And the biggest difference between this week and a week ago is when we got into third down, third and fourth down, I think we won 11 of 15 snaps. But when you look at it, 10 of those 15 were third and 10 plus. And you ought to win those on defense. So that's all direct reflection of the ability to win first down, play the run well, make the game more one-dimensional. And I think it led to us, having five sacks because we had them in longer yardage situations. And the guys, the guys responded well to that. I was really pleased with the way, the guys played the run. You think about it, they had 55 yards running and 39 of it came on two plays.
I can't remember what you call it when you've got those three linebackers and Mike Daniels basically as your front and dime. But what do you like about that when you've got, you had Tyler, Nick, and Clay, or sometimes you had Ahmad in there too. What do you like about that?
When you're playing against an athletic quarterback that can run very well, you want to try to match, an athletic group out there. Mike Daniels gives us great inside push, and you saw him, walk the center back quite a few times. And then the other guys that we have out there we think are athletic enough that Trubisky had been impressive a few times in terms of his ability to pull the ball down and run with it. And that's the one thing that, we were able to take away from him. And he'd made a number of plays. We were in an awful lot of two-minute situations. Into the half, we had 2 minute, and then the last two series were 2 minute. And what we saw of him in 2 minute was he's done a really good job of protecting the ball. Now, we had some opportunities yesterday we didn't convert in terms of tip balls, balls that hit our hands and that type of thing. But he's done a good job of if there's doubt in his mind, pulling it down and running with it and getting positive yardage, and he wasn't able to do that.
Going back to Michael's question, you mentioned winning on first down, setting up third and long. Well, you did all those things against Detroit, too, and it didn't work out for you. So what did you do better yesterday?
Well, we went back to work. We spent a lot of time, on third down this past week, and, I think it paid some dividends. Now, you're talking about two different quarterbacks. Stafford's one of the very top quarterbacks in terms of, ball placement and timing and all those types of things. But, it's when you have a game like we had on third down against Detroit, you're obviously going to emphasize it. You always believe you're going to get what you emphasize. And, I was pleased that our guys did a much better job yesterday. It was big in the game. The second half, they didn't have a conversion.
Joe Witt was saying this week that he can't get all three corners to play really well at the same time. It seemed like this week was kind of the case. House got beat for a couple of things. What can you do in the rotation? Is there anything do you consider? Earlier in the year you were rotating guys in and out. Is it undesirable to do it that way, or what's your thought in the future?
Well, we've been trying to look to get a little more continuity than what we had. That was done out of necessity, early in the year, with rolling all those guys. You'd kind of like to get to where you feel like you get a group and you can get a little bit of a rhythm and get a feel for playing with each other and that type of thing. You saw at the safety position. Josh Jones, was playing back there with Haw, and then we got into the third down package and the two-minute drill. Josh moved up to the linebacker position where Morgan normally plays, and you saw both, Marwin Evans and Jermaine, go in. So I think Jermaine might have played he definitely played the most snaps he's played, but it might be the first time, that he's going in there. And I think, they did a good job, all right, in terms of being able to utilize all those guys. And in terms of the touchdown pass, that was a combination of both the rush and the coverage. They had time for him to stutter, up the field, and, we can get better pressure. We came with a five-man pressure there, and, we've got to get a little bit more pressure on him in that situation.
He's alone on that, right? Safety's
yes. Yes, safety's in the middle of the field, so he was in a man situation. And the guy did a nice job of stuttering and kind of set him down and then accelerated, and the ball was thrown on time.
What have you seen? I'm not sure how much you've looked at Baltimore yet, but what have you thought of Flacco?
Well, Baltimore's, they run the ball well. They've got a lot of scheme, in their run game. And Flacco's obviously a veteran guy that I've not had a chance really to study much other than just looking at, what they've done from a formation standpoint. But veteran quarterback, that's been in the Super Bowl, so we've got to deal with that and make sure that we don't let him, get in a good rhythm.
When you did blitz, how did you feel it worked this past week? I mean, did you feel?
Well, we tried to go a lot of one-on-one. I mean, you saw, House get the blitz off or get the sack off the corner blitz. We ran that a couple times. Thought we got pretty good pressure out of that. That was a change-up. But we lined up five against their five and tried to go right after him, to see if we couldn't, disrupt his rhythm a little bit. And we ran that quite a few times. And I thought we got some pretty good pressure out of it. I do think in the first half, we had a couple very good coverages, all right, which gave us time to come off and get sacks. Mike Daniels, we were playing it too deep, and he and Kenny did a nice job of crossing inside and coming off. You saw Nick Perry get the sack on the first down bootleg for a 9-yard loss there, which really set him up, to a second and long and then third and long. And those kind of plays make a difference, because if you can make those negative plays, then they affect the next play and what they can do there. And like I say, we had them in third and long most of the day, which is desirable.
We've seen Clay and Nick and Kyler rush from the inside at times, throughout the season and even dating back to last year. Clay mentioned that part of the reason he thought that could be effective was to get pressure right in the face of a young quarterback. Is that something that you wanted to accomplish, and did you think it worked yesterday?
Yes. I thought obviously we got more pressure than we did the week before. We didn't feel good about the pressure we'd gotten the week before. So, that was an emphasis. We felt we'd put five on five and try to go after them straight up the field and with a young quarterback to try to get people in his face. I mean, you saw us in the two-minute drill there at the end of the half, all right, come with double-A pressure, I think three or four times in a row. That was as direct as we could get and forced him to, throw the ball early. And so we obviously felt a lot better. We end up with five sacks, but I thought we had a lot of good pressure, against him. And then we had some good coverage that enabled the pressure to get there at times.
Ever see a team challenge for a touchdown or throw the challenge flag for a touchdown and end up having a turnover?
Well, I'm just glad that it went the way that it did. So at that point in time, we didn't have a real good picture, and we kept waiting to see. And after the challenge, you saw that we had a chance, to have what happened.
Other than that screen, do you think you handled the wide screens a little better yesterday too?
That's an area we got to do a better job of, all right? We've been in third and longs where you're playing, you're backing your guys out of there, and we just have to do a better job against the screen game because we're seeing more of it now. And I think the more third and longs you have, they're throwing the wide receiver screens outside. You saw them bring the bring the back across, okay, to give us a four strong screen on that. And, you know, that's an area that we'll go to work on because we've got to play those better.